Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your case has been heard. And after the public hearings will be our concepts for next month.
First item on the agenda is review and action of the February 2018 minutes.
I'll make a motion for them to be accepted as written.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hello, sir.
Got my seat.
Next on the agenda is public hearing and final vote. 17-49.
Do we have a representative for that one?
Representative Amy Legg. Ozark Mountain Storage. Did we delay that last time?
You did.
I'd like to make a motion to move that to the end of the meeting for final vote.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Move to the end of public hearing and final vote. Next on the agenda is 18-01, Angela Rodriguez and Linda Church. You could come forward, please. Proposed nightly rental.
Yep, case number 1801 at 847 Airport Road. Of course, this is our high road here. Victor Church Road circling around right in this area, so keep zooming in. Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 special use permit to nightly rent the existing five-bedroom home on the 15.2-acre parcel. The home was built in 1996 per the Taney County Assessors. The home is currently served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. There was no evidence of any failure, current or past, of the wastewater system. There is a large number of parking spaces available in addition to a one-car garage. And this 15.2-acre parcel is not part of any subdivision. Here's some photos I took when I was out on the property and north side of the home, south side. There's kind of the driveway that comes up off of Airport Road. The home's just to our right.
And there's another two-car garage separate from that.
Where was it at? I just didn't see it. Or was it up the hill?
Yeah. Right there. You can see the well house, and it's right on the other side.
And then our special use nightly rental staff recommendations. There's no changes from those. If you want to review those, I can read them. Or you guys have heard those. The only difference on this is the airport night and rental shall accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons, which the total occupancy could be further limited by the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and a total of 6 parking spaces required, which there is lots of area for parking.
Ma'am, anything additional you would want to bring up or discuss about the proposed?
No, I'm pretty secluded from everybody, so you can't really tell people. Even in the winter time, you can't. So I don't think that there'd be a problem.
In the buffer plan, there's lots of 25-foot vegetation, so we didn't have a buffer plan to present to the Planning Commission.
Are you going to act as the caretaker and be near it?
Yes. I'll still stay in it when it's not occupied. I'm just going back and forth. I had told you I had houses in Texas, and my mom had some problems up here, medical. She still's not walking. She had a hip replacement.
Who's going to do that when you're gone?
I have another a company that helps me.
Any other questions for the applicant? Thank you. Is there anyone in support of this applicant that wants to speak? Anyone opposed? Neither in this case. Would anyone want to have any further questions or consider making a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it as it's written.
I'll second it.
We've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank
opposed?
You.
None opposed.
Okay.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a good night.
Scott, you'll just need to get in contact with them
Friday.
For follow-up.
Yeah, and what we'll do is your decision of record, and then that'll be mailed to you, and then you'll need to get it recorded within 120 days. And then get in contact with me about the steps.
Yeah,
all that we talked about.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
Next case, 1802.
If you look, they withdrew on February 27th. They called and then they actually sent us an email.
Withdrew.
So they'd withdrawn their request, actually.
Okay. So next is case 1803, Steve Holland.
Case number 1803, this is the veterinarian clinic. This is Swan Creek right here, four sites to our left. Applicants requesting approval to build and operate a large animal veterinary clinic to be located at 1243 Forsyth-Tannybell Road, Forsyth. The clinic will be in a 3,220 square foot building that includes living quarters in the rear. The building will be served by Taney County Water District Number 1 and an on-site wastewater system. This area that I've circled is actually the building location. This is their master plan. The road's over here on our right side. Here's some photos of the pad that they've built. Trees have been removed along the road. Forsyth-Tannybell Road's on the right. You just go around the curves, the Swan Creek Bridge. Here's on the backside. If Taney County Planning Commission approves the Division 3 permit 18-3, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that includes plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, water stormwater management, land grading permit for all non-agricultural lands disturbances of over 1 acre, utility easements and building line setbacks, and improvements with scales of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. The two is a compliance letter, if applicable, from Eastern Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, so the approval shall expire.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Holland, would you mind just giving an overview, again, to refresh our memories of what the proposed application represents?
So I plan on moving back home and starting my own veterinary practice somewhat soon. And I want to focus on large animal veterinary medicine. And so this is mostly just a structure to allow me to do haul-in work versus only doing farm calls. So there'll be pens and lanes around the south and the west sides, and then an alley coming into that end of the building, and then a chute to work them through, and then basically then just make the building big enough so that I have a place to live whenever I move back.
Thank you. Any specific questions for the applicant?
Are you going to do any boarding or anything like that?
Not out of this, no. In the future, we may decide to build another structure somewhat close to it to do small animal medicine and boarding and things like that. As far as this would just be for large animal stuff like cattle and horses. As far as boarding specifically, I mean, if a cow or horse had to...
Overnight stay if it's sick.
Right, yeah. But as far as though we board horses, nope.
With no small animals and no boarding or anything like that.
Right.
Thank you.
Any other questions? No? Thank you. Is there anyone here to speak in support of this application? Seeing none. Any opposed?
Do I need to be signed over there to speak in favor of this? Our community needs this desperately. Just so you know, it's a godsend to me.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Seeing none opposed, would anyone...
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None opposed. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good luck. Next item is 18-04 KC Hospitality of Branson, Inc. Mr. Wolf. And, we got Mr. Combs.
Mike Combs, president of KC Hospitality.
1804, lodges at Chateau Cove. These are these two parcels here. They have different parcels number, different sections. Chateau's just south of this. Majestic's just to our left in this area here. I think we're familiar with that area. Zooming in. There's the two parcels as they're viewed from the west. View from the east. Applicants requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to build 40 condo-style single-family homes for night rental on the 17-acre parcel located at 1125 North State Highway 265, Branson, Missouri. The parcels included in the request received a Division 3 approval in 2007 for 8 32 units each condominium buildings to be used for multifamily. This would be a total of 256 units as compared to the 40 single family units in the current request. The 40 single family homes will be held in condo style ownership to be used for nightly rental. Parcel to the south is a vacant 15.6 acre parcel. The southern section of the parcel to the west is the Corps of Engineers. The northern section to the west is part of the Friendly Hills subdivision. The parcel to the north has a 2005 Division 3 approval for 345 units to be sold as timeshare. Does everybody have a feel for where each one of these sections? You can't really see the parcel lines real good. But and this I kind of darkened it the best I could. It shows the contour lines. The driveway is right here that's existing. And then you can see the individual single family units that are spread out along here with parking on the other side of them. The wastewater plant sits down here in the corner. And it'll be served by Branson Central Sewer for the wastewater and community water through Missouri American Water for their water. Each single family home will be limited to the maximum occupancy per nightly rental definition for such, along with the required parking per the number of rental occupants per unit.
in the